We are into the third full day of campaigning ahead of general election 2020, and already a number of events have added ammunition to those who are looking to attack the government's housing policies. Chief amongst them this week saw a homeless man in Dublin injured after an industrial machine attempted to move and clear the tent in which he was sleeping, causing the man life-changing injuries. We've also seen a woman in her early 20s dying in a hostel yesterday, and indeed a photo going viral of an elderly woman eating a dinner from a charity on a windowsill in the city. But on that incident, firstly, in where the man suffered serious injuries after his tent was cleared, Taoiseach Cliath Varadkar had this to say during the week.
My understanding is that the City Council and Waterways Ireland did check the tents before removing them, but obviously something went wrong here, and I think it's reasonable that the Lord Mayor of Dublin, who is politically accountable for Dublin City Council, should also make a statement. I'm sure he'd be willing to do that.
Taoiseach Cliath Varadkar there speaking during the week following on from that incident in Dublin. Father Peter McVeary, noted homelessness campaigner based in Dublin, is on the line now. Father McVeary, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. You've come across so many incidents, and we've discussed, you and I, some of those incidents with regards to homelessness in Dublin, and instances in which different issues and individuals' stories have made the headlines. But even with that in mind, what happened to this poor man on the banks of the Grand Canal this week does come across as particularly shocking.
It is particularly horrific. I mean, it was a tragic accident. My understanding is that the tent actually had collapsed and it was lying flat on the ground, and the poor man was underneath it, but nobody realised that. They thought it was just an abandoned tent. So it is a particularly tragic accident. And I'd like to say the poor man who operated the machinery that lifted the tent, he's traumatised, and I'd like just to confirm there's absolutely no blame on him whatsoever. But it does raise the question, why do people not go into emergency accommodation? And that's because there are many, many people who say, I don't feel safe in emergency accommodation. Now, some of the accommodation that's available for homeless people is very, very good quality. People are very, very happy there. But some of it is not. And people, the biggest complaint I get from homeless people is that their belongings were robbed during the night while they were asleep. And the second biggest complaint is that they were assaulted in the emergency accommodation. So people don't feel safe going into emergency accommodation.
And can that be, sorry to cut across you, can that be addressed, is my question? Because obviously what's at the heart of this, I imagine, in some cases at least, is people's addictions.
Yeah, in emergency accommodation, you get very, you can get a wide variety of types of people. Some of them very pleasant, very nice. Others may have addictions. Others may have behavior problems, mental health issues. I think how you address it, or at least how you reduce it, is to give everybody their own room, or at least their own partition, where they can go in at night, lock the door, and know they're not going to be assaulted during the night, know their belongings are still going to be beside them when they wake up in the morning. And if somebody does want to use drugs at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, they're not doing it in front of them. They're doing it in their own partition space. So I think if we are to respect the dignity of homeless people, we need to provide them with their own privacy and their own safety. And to my mind, that's a bottom line.
And what's the situation in some accommodation at the minute? I mean, how many could be sleeping in one of these rooms on a given night?
Oh, you could have 2, 3, 4, or anything up to 10, depending on the accommodation, depending on the size of the room. Very often it's bunk beds. So you could have, I'd say by the majority would be in the region of 3 or 4 sharing a room.
Okay.
And so the complaint is that somebody wakes up in the morning, the 3 or 4 that they're sharing a room with have disappeared, and so have all their belongings. Okay.
So I take it then, when after instances such as this, we hear the likes of the Taoiseach saying that the individuals involved have been in contact with homelessness services in the past, that they've been offered accommodation, that in some cases they've refused accommodation, you're not accepting that as an excuse?
Well, the political response has always been there are enough beds for everybody who wants them. Now, that's sometimes not true, but it is true at the moment. There are enough beds for people who want them. But we have to look at the quality of those beds. And I've been calling for HICWA to be given the authority to inspect homeless services and to make sure that they meet basic standards and that they meet the respect the dignity of homeless people. I think if that were to happen, a number of hospitals would actually be closed overnight, because I don't think they're fit for purpose, to be honest.
Which may explain why it's not going to happen.
It may explain. Well, it may happen, but I'd have to emphasise, even bringing hospitals up to a good standard doesn't solve homelessness. Hospitals do not solve homelessness. Hospitals simply get people off the streets. The solution to homelessness is to provide people with a home. And therefore, we need to see a policy which will provide housing on a much more ambitious scale than we've seen over the last 5 or 6 years. It's providing housing for people. Very few people would refuse an apartment. If you offer them a nice apartment, their own security, their own privacy, very few homeless people would refuse that. And if they did, most of them would have mental health problems that have to be addressed. So the solution to homelessness is provide people with a home. Hostels are only a temporary short-term measure, but for that short-term measure, we need them brought up to a standard that respects the dignity of homeless people.
Okay. You don't want to be too political, and I fully respect that. And what we are talking about is a very serious matter that, in many people's eyes, will rightly trivialise the cut and thrust of an election. But obviously the decisions that are made by the Irish people in the weeks to come will have an impact in terms of who's in charge in this area and who's making decisions in the weeks to come. From your own point of view, does homelessness and the associated issues with homelessness, how important is it that they remain to the fore of this election campaign to hopefully drive some action by whoever it is that's in power in a few weeks' time?
Well, homelessness and housing have been acknowledged both by the Taoiseach and by Pascal Donoghue as the most serious crisis this country has faced in a generation. So to my mind, housing should be at the top of the list. Everybody's affected by it. There are thousands of parents out there whose children are still living with them because they can't afford to move out. There are thousands of houses out there that are grossly overcrowded because family members became homeless and moved back in again. So housing is a crisis, and there are students who cannot find accommodation and are commuting very long distances. Housing is an issue that affects huge swathes of the Irish population, and not just poor people. So I think housing should be at the top of the list. Okay. Now, of course, we're going to hear promises from everybody, and I'm not going to take sides. This crisis actually started under Fianna Fáil. It continued under Fine Gael, and so I'm in a loss as to who I should think of voting for.
That's fair enough. I will point out one thing that you left off your list there that I think frustrates a lot of people in places such as Clare, where the homelessness crisis and the issues with homelessness are different because of the nature of our county here. There's an awful lot of boarded up or empty homes, yeah, while people very close to them are sleeping on the streets.
That's right. Again, we are calling for an empty homes project. That it's obscene to have an empty house when people are on the street. We need, now the government have given incentive to owners to bring empty houses back into use, but very few have actually taken that up. And I would say that every empty house that is suitable and available should be compulsorily purchased if the owners cannot or will not bring them back into use.
I'd love our listeners' thoughts on that at home. Father Peter McVerry, thank you for taking our call this morning.
Thank you very much.